What about the cares of life? Does that happen to anybody? Anybody deal with the cares of life? We all do, don't we? Is there things that come our way, the cares of life, that can endeavor to shake us? Yes. It happens to all of us, doesn't it? But we have to be steadfast. Be steadfast. Be fixed in the faith, the writer says. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be steadfast. As the instruction is given to us. What was the next instruction that the writer gave? Unmovable. Sounds like pretty much the same thing, doesn't it? So what happens when you're writing and you have a word that's similar to something else right next to each other? You're really emphasizing it, right? You're trying to get that point across. The writer is reinforcing the point. Be steadfast, unmovable. It's a pretty simple definition, Webster says, not able to be moved, right? Something that's unmovable is not able, just like that statue. In your own just natural strength, you're not going to move a statue. You understand that there's pieces of equipment and things that can knock it over, but it's unmovable. Unmovable. Firm. Fixed. Stable. We sang a verse of a song this morning, but I'd like us to look at the second half of one of the verses, talking about being steadfast and unmovable, standing firm. In the fourth verse, in the second portion of it, the writer said, in our own strength, is that what it said? It says what? In the strength of our Redeemer. So recognizing where our strength is coming from. It's not anything that I have. It's not anything that any of us has. Natural strength is nothing for the devil. I could just be as strong as could be, and the devil can come along and just knock me over. In the strength of my Redeemer, of our Redeemer, and we can each claim him as our own individually, right? He redeemed each and every one of us so we can claim him as ours. He's my Redeemer. And somebody else can say, well, he's my Redeemer too. And that's all right, because he's our Redeemer and he's personal to each and every one of us, isn't he? In the strength of my Redeemer, make the powers of hell surrender. In other words, I'm not going to be the one that's going to be moved. I'm going to be steadfast. You're going to have to be the one that's going to surrender, because I'm not moving. I'm not moving off of the place that I'm in. I'm going to hold my ground. You're going to be the one that's going to have to surrender. In the strength of my Redeemer, make the powers of hell surrender. Be a valiant overcomer. By standing firm. Steadfast. Unmovable. As we think about. And think. That's just. How many words is that? Be ye steadfast. Unmovable. That's four words. That's a lot. when you think about what is the meaning of those four words, that says quite a bit, doesn't it? The writer wasn't quite finished. He had a little bit more instruction. So, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. What does that mean? Is that just for the preachers? It's not. It's for all of us, isn't it? How can each and every one of us be always abounding in the work of the Lord? I've mentioned it before. Some of Brother Darrell's mentioned it before. We all have a sphere of influence, don't we? There is a group of people that each of us has an effect on the rest of us don't have. There's people that I interact with that you will never see. There are people that you interact with that I will never see. So we each have our part to do, don't we? We have our own part to do in abounding in the work of the Lord. One writer said, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always engaged in doing the will of God. That's something that each and every one of us individually can ask. I can ask myself, am I doing the will of the Lord? And we can each look at our own lives and ask ourselves that question, am I doing the will of the Lord? Well, if I am doing the will of the Lord, then I am abounding in the work of the Lord. Because I am doing what God wants me to do. Promoting His glory. His glory, right? In the strength of our Redeemer. You know, when people look at, what? How can you do that? Maybe a difficult situation, somebody mistreating you, and you just have a peace and a calm about you. Somebody talking bad about you, and you just smile. Huh? In today's world? People want to give you a piece of their mind. How can you do it? Because you're promoting His glory. The graces, the song says, within, they're not mine. How can I say they belong to me? They've been loaned to me from my Heavenly Father. He's placed them in me. There's nothing that I have done. Nothing. Promoting His glory and advancing His kingdom. Amen. Advancing His kingdom. Because do we have kingdoms? No. What good would it do if I was to try to lift myself up for some reason? First of all the good we have is from God, yes. Right? Yes. And then we're endeavoring to live right so that we can make heaven our home, yes. Right? Yes. What man has a heaven? None. Only God. So what good would it do to lift ourselves up? There's nothing that we have. It all belongs to God. And it's His kingdom. He's the one who shed His own precious blood. He's the one who sent His Son to die for each and every one of us. It's His kingdom. It all belongs to God. Brother Darrell has mentioned before, it's not so-and-so's church, whoever the pastor might be. That's God. It's God's church. So if people want to talk about, well, over there at that church, you're talking about God's church. You're not talking about the people in there. That's God's church. It's His kingdom. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. There's so much that's said in these few words, isn't there? Just a few words. And it's just, it's so much. We may be up to, what, maybe 10, 11 words? And all that is said in 11 words? What an encouragement. What an inspiration. In other words, be faithful. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Be faithful in whatever place God has you in. Whatever it might be. For whatever time frame it is. Maybe sometimes we go through different situations and we feel like I've been dealing with this for so long. It's been so long. I've had this request, the brother mentioned this morning about God not answering quick enough. Lord, I've been dealing with this for years. Be faithful. Be faithful in it. It's not going to last forever. Right. I believe the brother mentioned this morning that, you know, it's easier to look back afterwards and it doesn't seem quite as bad as it was. You know, hindsight, what they say is 20/20. When you're in the midst of something, it seems so hard. But then after you go through it, you look back. Faithful, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You almost could have put a period on the end of that scripture right there, couldn't you? But the writer went on a little bit further, didn't he? Had a little bit more instruction. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, the encouragement to continue to be faithful. The labor, the work that God had you in, doing His will, He's keeping track of it, isn't He? He's keeping a track. Sister so-and-so, being faithful yet again. Putting a log in the book under Sister Serena. Name is there, just putting a little. Sister Serena was faithful again today. He's got a log for each and every one of us. However he has, so beyond our understanding and capability, he could just probably just remember it. Don't even have to write, you know. See, I'm getting older. I'm not as young as I used to be. You know what? Sometimes if you don't write things down, what happens? You forget. Some of you all that have more spry minds than me, maybe you don't have to write things down. But there's things I have to write down or I'm going to forget. Aren't you thankful that the God that we serve, however He keeps track, He don't forget. He does not forget. He's making a record of each and every one of us being faithful. When nobody is around to see it, guess who saw it? And that's really, when you think about it, doesn't matter that other people see us being faithful. Does that really matter? Maybe just for encouragement one for another. But the most important one is God. If nobody else saw, it doesn't matter. Because God saw, and He's the one keeping a record. He is the one that can reward us. You know, we think about our brothers and sisters in the Lord. They can pat us on the back. Thank the Lord, we appreciate you. But, I mean, and I, it's, as human beings, that's good. It's good, you know, all of us appreciate that. We appreciate being appreciated, knowing that I see your efforts. Be faithful. But to know that God is the one that sees and is keeping a record, and He has a reward for me. He has a special reward for being faithful.
Yes, He does.
And you know what? I might not get that reward while I'm here on earth. You know, we're human. We're human. We like to see things return. You know, if you do something for somebody, you want them to thank you. I appreciate it. But what if nobody sees? God has a special reward for us. Our reward is in heaven. Think about laboring. What if you don't see the results? Does that mean that, well, I guess something isn't working here. I got to go look for something else or go do something else because I don't see the results. Maybe you're looking for something specific. Sometimes our minds may, well, why? You could say, think about some of the things you've heard people say about God's church. Is anybody getting saved over there? Is anybody getting healed? Does that mean that we should not be steadfast and unmovable? What about all the other things that are happening? Does anybody ask that question? How many saints over there have a genuine relationship with God? They're digging deep. They're reaching deeper depths and higher heights. They have a full understanding and they have a genuine relationship with God. They can get a prayer through. They have a testimony. What about that? It's just human nature to focus on things that aren't happening, isn't it? But what about what is happening? I'm going to be faithful. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labors are not in vain in the Lord. God has a reward for us. He's preparing a place for us. We're not going to get there if we're not faithful, if we're not steadfast, if we're not unmovable. If we're not abounding in the work of the Lord, even when maybe we don't see all the results. God wants us to continue to be faithful. Your labor is not in vain. What you're doing is not in vain. What's the word say? My word will not return void. You might not know it, but it's doing something to somebody. Living the life before all those that you come in contact with. Whenever you speak a word of encouragement to somebody, you may never know what effect that word had on somebody. You never know what trials and tests of life they may be going through. Maybe a difficult situation that they're facing. And you just speak a word of encouragement. Keep fighting. I'm praying for you. Your labor is not in vain. It's not in vain. Continue to be faithful. Might not see it, but God can be working behind the scenes. Sometimes it's best maybe if we don't see it. Because the enemy, that's an opportunity for the enemy to come in, huh? Look what you are doing. Look at the blessing that you are to this person over here. And what can have a tendency to kind of maybe get lifted up a little bit. So you know what? Thank you, Lord. Don't let me see it. If there is an opportunity for the devil to come in and cause me to be lifted up, then I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Just, Lord, help me to just continue to be faithful. To know that the labor is not in vain in the Lord. Think about another song. A songwriter, maybe then another very familiar song, being steadfast, unmovable. Glory, hallelujah. I shall not be moved. Anchored in who? In Jehovah. You can't have a sure foundation, can you? Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. In His love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in Him confiding, not in anything of myself. It's all in God. In Him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Though all hell assail me, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. The devil is going to come after all of us. We're going to be bombarded and attacked on every side. But we do not have to be moved. Though all hell assail me, the devil and all his imps and anything that he can bring against me, I shall not be moved. Why? What did the song say? Through the strength of what? Our Redeemer. That's how we cannot be moved. That's how we can be steadfast. Jesus will not fail me. Jesus will not fail me. Never has, and He never will. You're not going to be the first one to be able to say, Jesus failed me. It's not going to happen. If it's any failure, it's right here. God is going to be faithful. He is going to be faithful. He's what? The same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. He hasn't up to this point, and He's not going to now. You think just the world, just because the world is the way it is now, that it's going to cause God to change? No, it's not. I am God and I change not, the scripture says. Jesus will not fail me. I shall not be moved, just like the tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Though the tempest raging, just everything just in chaos all around me. Maybe don't know which way is up. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved, just like the tree planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. There's a verse of scripture that relates to this. It's in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. It's the 14th verse, and we think about being steadfast and unmovable. Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and the 14th verse. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Think about children are easily lured, aren't they? What do we teach our children from a young age? If a stranger comes offering you candy, don't go with them, right? Who? We were all taught that as children, right? Because, oh, candy. Some candy, here I go. You know, the devil has a lot of candy, doesn't he? He got all kind of candy for all ages. But we're not children. We can be steadfast and unmovable, knowing that our work is not in vain in the Lord. When somebody comes and says, well, have you seen what's going on over there? There's a lot of people getting saved here. Be steadfast, unmovable. God is blessing us right here. And I'm here, and I'm staying here, and I'm not going anywhere else by the help of the Lord. God's been faithful to me right here where I am. I don't need anything new or quote unquote better. It worked for those that have gone before me. It's working for me now. What need do I have to seek anything else? Therefore, my beloved brethren, saints, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I pray that the reading of this word this evening has been an encouragement and an inspiration to you. Does anyone have any additional comments as it relates to this verse of scripture? Some other maybe encouraging words about being steadfast, unmovable. Staying put, yes. Right there. There's something about people that are steady, isn't there? That doesn't matter what's going on there. It could be chaos all around, but they're just staying put, steady. Any other thoughts? Yes.
Christ did not fail me then, but kept me on the upward track and did not fail me then. While Satan tried his worst to do, my Lord was by my side.
I knew.
He answered prayer and took me through. He will not fail me now.
Yes. Thank the Lord. Yes, amen.
I also had a thought early on as you begin to speak.
Yes.
Be confident in what you have.
Thank the Lord.
I don't know what that is. Be confident.
You got it. It's working. It's been working. It's going to keep on working. Thank the Lord. Amen.
It's not the older thing that we know. It's that, no, we're connected to the source.
Yes.
The source doesn't change.
Yes.
Therefore, we don't have to worry about it.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Appreciate your attention. Appreciate your participation this evening. Let's all be encouraged. Be steadfast, unmovable. I desire your prayers.